You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm David Lazarus, in for Lizzie O'Leary. Zane Shent has been making knives for as long as he can remember, and the same can be said for his father. Zane joins us from the New West Knife Works production floor in Idaho Falls, Idaho. So Zane, when I go into one of your stores and buy one of your knives, you're never going to see me again, right?
In essence, yes, you won't have to come back for that same knife, but we believe you'll come back for other purposes because every knife is designed for a specific purpose.
Ah, and how many different knives do you make?
Currently, there's around 20 different knives, but there's lots of variations of each knife.
Does it ever frustrate you that when you buy any other consumer product, whether it's shoes or a belt or a coat, that it doesn't come with a lifetime guarantee?
Absolutely. It drives me crazy when I buy things all day long, and it's basically I'm buying it to replace it in the near future. And we build the exact opposite. So yeah, it definitely frustrates me.
Do you think that consumers want that, or are consumers fickle and they're looking to change at regular intervals?
I believe nowadays their mentality is that they are used to changing things. They're used to buying something very cheap and very low quality, and their kind of the mentality is, yeah, we can change it. You know, we can go buy another one. We attempt to change that mentality and that thought process by putting a true quality craftsmanship in their hand and allowing them to feel the difference and allowing them to see the performance for themselves and starting to understand that, hey, not everything has to be swapped out, you know, every 3 or 5 years. I can actually have something that lasts forever.
When you're looking at what your craftspeople are doing and you want to test out the quality, how do you test out, let's say, the edge of the blade to know that you've got a top-of-the-line knife there?
It goes through, you can check into the Catra test for edge retention, the sharpenability. It checks the steel, but we can actually take it in and do rope cutting tests. You do a product, basically demolition test, to see how far you can take that knife without it being destroyed. So there's a very extensive testing process that goes into our product well before a customer ever sees it.
I've read that knife makers actually have to scrape their arms to make sure that a knife is up to snuff.
We all kind of look like we have mange in a way because we do check our edge retention and how sharp our knives are by seeing if it'll shave. So all the guys in the factory all have dots off of their arm from their hair because we do quality check the edge on batches to make sure it'll shave your arm.
I'm sorry to laugh, but I'm just trying to picture what your workforce looks like.
Yeah, my wife hates it, and our workforce looks like I said, looks like we all have mange. But we all kind of laugh about it here in the factory. We know what's going on.
Zane Shank oversees production at New West Knife Works in Idaho. Zane, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And speaking of longevity, how about cast iron skillets? These things are passed down from generation to generation in many families, usually getting better with age. Bob Kellerman is CEO of Lodge Cast Iron, which makes some of the most popular skillets on the market. All right, Bob, why sell a product that never has to be replaced?
Durability is one of the many beauties of cast iron. It just, you know, gets better with age, just like women and whiskey. It's very versatile. You can use it on the campfire. You can use it on your grill. Cast iron is cheaper per pound than hamburger meat and lasts a lifetime. It's a heck of a bang for the buck.
If you sell products that last forever, how is it that your company can grow? Because at some point, everybody who wants a skillet has a skillet.
Well, we're chasing the international market, and there's a big old world out there. So, and our export business is growing. We're in about 50 different countries at this point.
And are all of your products basically products that will last a lifetime?
That's correct, Dave.
Again, I'm having real issues with where you see your growth.
We basically reinvented cast iron cookware back in 2002 when we introduced Foundry Seasoned Cast Iron, because before it used to have to season the pan at home, and the process for a lot of young home cooks was a little intimidating, but now they can buy it already seasoned black with an oil finish, just like buying grandmother's pan right off the shelf, ready to use right out of the box.
Why? But a cast iron skillet needs to earn its stripes, no?
It will. Buy one and check it out.
Bob Kellerman is the CEO of Lodge Cast Iron. Bob, thank you so much for joining us.
David, I enjoyed talking to you.